This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now, buy two windows from Window Nation and get two free. Plus, zero down and no interest or payments for 2 years. Schedule an estimate now at 866-90-NATION or windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Just out of respect for everybody else, you know, just wherever they need me to be at right now. Until I learn everything, you know, until they feel comfortable with me playing something else, then, you know, that'll be my focus. But right now, I'm just trying to get acclimated, you know, just, you know what I'm saying, work with what they're giving me right now. So
that's Deontay Johnson speaking with the media here in Baltimore for the first time since being acquired in a trade with the Carolina Panthers. He will be a part of that receiving core. Now, Josina Anderson reported that Johnson isn't expected to take snaps from Rashad Bateman. I said that yesterday. I don't think that's what he's here for. I think he'll take snaps from Aguilar, but I don't think he's going to take any snaps from Bateman.
I don't think so either.
If they're both healthy.
And look, it's not about taking snaps either. There's not a lot of wide receivers that play every single snap on offense.
No.
They're just I don't think there are any.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, like, you're going to have a majority of the snaps, but understanding, like, you're on a drive. Let's say you caught two passes on that drive. Mm-hmm. You pop off the field, someone slides in. Then they might get one or two plays. When you come back in, you might be coming in for someone else in a different package depending on what the personnel is and what they want to run. That's why, like, some of that stuff on the sideline, that's a well-oiled machine, making sure you're getting in the right personnel for mm-hmm. every play and that stuff's working. But I don't see, if anything, he's taking plays away from Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah. Aguilar, Flowers, and Johnson, that's a really good wide receiver tandem. However, Bateman, Flowers, and Johnson, it is a great receiving tandem. I don't see how you not put those three on the field more often than not.
No, they will. And the other part of this that makes me, you know, believe it is that Josina seems to get good information from the Ravens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got somebody who talks to her who's very reliable because she always seems to have spot-on information with this team.
Now, you look at that, you talk about that tandem. Now, that was a position, a room that some people questioned. I know we didn't. But people question the wide receiver room going into the season. It goes from question mark now to possibly give me a better wide receiving room in the league. Give me a better one.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about Aguilar fighting to stay on the field now. He's your four.
I'm trying to think.
It's just tough to find a better receiving room.
Well, because, again, you're talking about the receiving room, and then you can't forget that they have two premier tight ends as well.
Exactly. I mean, you know, if you talk about just wide receivers, if they're healthy, the Buccaneers, I don't know if it's better, but it's pretty good, the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
The Rams is really good. The Bengals really good. But who has four like the Ravens? They had legitimately four wide receivers. Aguilar, how many teams is Aguilar fighting to stay on the field if you run three wides? He's second or third wide on most teams. Here, he's number four. I think they quickly became one of, if not the best wide receiver room in the league. You know, Rams pretty good. Cooper Kupp,
Puka Nacua.
Puka Nacua, then
Tutu Atwell, Jordan Winnington. There's some good players there. Yeah. But it's highlighted by the top two.
By the top two.
Because the top two are probably in the top 15 of wide receivers in the league. But when you start to spread it out and you look at it, it matters. Yeah, it matters what you're looking at too. Like, is it separation rates, which is the big thing they brought up because they're three of the best in the league. You're looking at targets. Is there going to be an issue with one guy getting targets? One of the stories I brought up that I read online is that Nelson Aguilar, that's where Deontay Johnson's staying. So the guy's supposed to be taking snaps away from him, and he's like, look, it's my teammate now. We're out here trying to win.
Yeah.
I just think it says a lot about his character as well, and he's still going to have a role in this team. And oh, by the way, the other thing, if not for anything in making this trade, which you gave up nothing, the Panthers need to be, someone needs to reevaluate them and say, what are you guys actually doing here?
What's the goal?
But you got yourself depth in case anything does happen to one of your guys.
Yeah, and it's always a possibility. Not wishing anything, but even if it's not a season ending injuries, people do, you know, have muscle pulls, get a little banged up, get the flu. Like, somebody's going to sit down.
The whole store got the flu. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
The whole store got the flu. A do what?
You can just keep going on.
Just keep rolling.
I think the Baltimore Ravens just put themselves, their offense, which was already pretty freaking good, on another level.
Yeah.
Because you have a quarterback that you know can get the ball to the receivers. There's no longer the conversation of not being able to do that.
I went on a FanDuel radio show yesterday talking about this, and they were asking about like Deontay Johnson and how the fans, did they like him coming to town? And ironically, the guy that was interviewing me was a Pittsburgh guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were kind of having the conversation back and forth. And I said, I think people will understand that this was a good move. I think the frustration is that you didn't make the move for the player they think you need.
Right.
Not just bettering the team. You know, like if you made a trade for a punter that was better than your punter, your team's getting better, but you might go, we didn't need another punter. You know, like there's, and I think that's how people are looking at this trade, even though you totally fleeced the Panthers.
Well, not only that, Ed, but, you know, if they don't get the defender that they want, then they still address the need because they'll need to score more.
Yeah.
So I think a backhanded way of addressing a need.
I think somebody said that on the air yesterday. Was it Todd, maybe? Said they're going to have to win games 31-35-31. That they're preparing for that, perhaps. So, I mean, it's a real thing. First of all, it's not over. I'm happy he's here. He does make the team better. And again, I think for all the people that criticize DaCosta, he stole this guy.
We are those people.
You hear them. They're out there. They always, you know, they criticize Elias, criticize DaCosta. I still think we have two of the best GMs in sports.
No doubt about it. I mean, anybody that analyzes and watches the sport would tell you, you have two of the better general managers. You have one of the best owners in all the sports. I think Rubenstein will prove that to be maybe the second one this offseason and off seasons to come. But you know what your football owner is all about.
Well, did you see the report that they expect the Orioles to make a 9-figure deal with someone in the offseason?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, even if, I don't know where the report's coming from and who the source is. If there's any validity to that, I think it's telling you the direction the team's going in.
Well, I told you before, I think he's going to spend some money this offseason.
Well, you told me the players he's getting. And I appreciate that because now I know what the team's going to look like next year. And then, of course, with you, I can get tickets to see all these new players. You call us, what? It's kind of crazy, and I can't believe Rob said this. He said, just think Dodgers of the East. And I'm going, really? Really? Man, I appreciate
the Dodgers
it,
of the East just lost the World Series to the Dodgers of the West.
Conflict, since you're such a heavy bettor, like knowing all that.
What? Well, no, it's
knowing
it's,
who they're picking up.
You like to have that inside information.
I know,
for
but
futures bets.
It sounds illegal.
Oh, is it?
Well, wait a minute.
Is Rob doing something illegal?
Don't let this thing turn left. Now.
I didn't ask these questions. They were given to me. I can't get in trouble for listening.
Not if you're just walking by and he says it.
He said, what?
Oh, boy. See how this is how they do.
You said we were
this is how you do.
A future Gold Glove outfielder? Could that be Juan Soto coming to Baltimore?
I don't know what's the biggest joke. The joke that you just said or the fact that he's a Gold Glove finalist. I don't know what's the bigger joke here. Hey, gold glove finalists.
Y'all gave me a like glove. It's bronze. Yeah, that's what like you get.
The Ray Liotta being with him laughing out loud from what movie was that?
Oh, Goodfellas.
Goodfellas. Yeah. That's like that meme. Juan Soto's a gold glove finalist. Ray Liotta.
Do I make you laugh? Do I amuse you?
My clown?
God, how many Joe Pesci movies am I going to get into today?
Joe Pesci is the man.
My cousin Vinny earlier.
Ed Norris is going to do the hockey at 7:30. A lot of hockey that needs to be done. I had some friends go to the hockey. Did they play at home? What did the Cats play at home? Was it yesterday or the day before?
Tuesday.
They went to the game Tuesday. Their first hockey game.
Really?
Yeah, they went Tuesday.
They had fun?
They beat the Rangers.
Yeah, they said they had fun. They did.
I still got to go to my first hockey game.
They asked me if they wanted to go.
When? We've been talking about this for years.
Whenever.
Yeah,
I've been to three. They're all playoff games. I'm not going to a regular season.
Pick a date. I'll go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.